Jeffrey?
Yes, Albert?
Is your microphone warm enough?
Yes, Albert.
Shall we begin?
Yes, Albert.
Welcome to the From the Hip podcast and day 30, the final day of Audio Mole. I thought today we'd do something different. I have imported all the way from the States, duty-free, snuck them across the internet border, the one and only Jeff Thompson. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello, Albert.
Well, what do you say? How has the Audio Mole challenge been for you?
Well, it was the first year that I ever got going on it, and I went 18 days straight. 18. So, you know, didn't want to sprain anything or pull a muscle. So, but I went out of town, and it's been great listening to people. A lot of people really came on this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think I really enjoyed the Boss Jocks recordings.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Dave.
Dave. I had the fortune to meet him in New York the day that Boss Jock launched way back. Was it 3 years ago or 2 years ago now? Can't remember.
I think it was three years ago.
3 years ago. And his tips were really good. And it was great to hear how he was giving sort of the backstory on some of these new features in the beta.
Mm-hmm. What his carpet diving.
Oh,
that was interesting. Getting rid of the echoes.
Yes. It was a great tip. Actually, I have taken his, the pop filter covering the bottom of the iPhone tip and used it.
Yep. I actually put a hole in my filter, my windscreen that I use on my mics and stuff, and I pushed a hole through it so I get my cord through there up on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So that works.
That's great. Oh, Jeff, I got somebody wants to say hello to you.
Hello, Jeff Thompson. I'm the Maharishi Yogi, and I will be your path to enlightenment.
Oh, it's you. I've got so many questions for you.
Hello, my child. It's so great to have one of my disciples on the other end. Normally, when I broadcast, I am by myself sitting on a pillow. Most of the time in a robe, quite often you may not know, but I'm not wearing anything, which is very sacred. Would you agree?
Well, yeah. You've had some nice cars too, though.
Yes. Well, I do get, thank you for noticing, but I do get the early access to vehicles, usually 1 or 2 years before the public.
Yeah. And you got the voice command radio systems and...
Yes.
For not having enough clothing, you sure do get the amenities. It's good stuff. Very enlightening, though.
Well, great. I wanted to ask you, have you had any opportunity to put into practice some of the things that I've been teaching you and my many dozens of disciples?
Well, you know, I wish I would do more things that I'm told to do, but it seems like I got to keep listening. Got to keep listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you are not unlike many others. We are consumed in a very me world and purchasing things and surrounding ourselves with our little trinkets and whatnot. However, I do listen to you on occasion, and you seem that you are embracing things that you may not even know, spiritual sides to you that exist that you may not even be aware of. And I want to congratulate you on that, even though you may not know exactly what I'm talking about. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the good news is that I will be offering for sale my 6-hour country meditation program. We're just packaging it together. And I want you to, I'm going to be giving you a very special discount, your own code. The blind abilities, you type that in at the checkout cart and you will get 5% off.
5%?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Hey, I'm telling you, the markup on these things isn't great to start with, Jeff. Give me a break, okay?
I'm kind of excited.
Great. All you got to do is put 6 hours aside daily and you don't have to do it for the rest of your life. Come on, what do you think I am? Some sort of sadist? Just do it for 6 hours. Do it for 6 hours for 30 days and watch your world just turn upside down.
I bet it would. I bet it would, especially the people around me.
Get them involved.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Jeff, you can only have one coffee per person. So if they are involved, they will have to purchase as well.
No family sharing package here. No.
What do you think this is, Apple?
Yeah, well, you know, it might be soon. You might be on Apple soon. They own everybody else, don't they?
That's a good point.
You're not on Apple iTunes?
Not yet. They haven't returned my calls.
Oh, you were holding out with Taylor Swift. Did she turn on you?
No, I'm a religious person. I don't engage in those activities.
Singing?
No, those other things she does too. Many have boyfriends.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that gives her writing material. That's, you know, just, you know, when their sales go down, dip a little bit underneath the billion, she just breaks up and back up again.
I have heard from numerous people that sorrow is a great source of inspiration. And I agree, because I'm down. You know, you would be surprised at how much I am down, and that gives me lots of material to work with.
That's good. That's good. If you come on to my package, then I'll give you a discount, and that'll lift you up.
All right. What are you selling?
Just some inspiration. You can, like, follow me on Twitter and hit me up and say something. I'll say something really good to help you out. It's just like, you know, and I'll give you a 5% discount, you know. Or you can get me on Audio Boom and I'll send you a DM once a month.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, just a pick-me-upper. Just a pick-me-upper. I'm not going to give you too much away on this, but when you're feeling down on your luck, you know, sorrow is swelling around you, just think of Jeff Thompson.
Well, Jeff, I have to tell you, if I do break out of my contractual obligations with the From the Hip podcast and I am allowed to get my own Twitter account and Audio Boom account, I will do that. But until then, I must plug into the outlet of the universe and get inspiration through.
What's it like working for Albert?
Well, I'll tell you, is the guy cracks me up constantly. I've ripped my robe many times, bent over laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
Is great, you know.
I think I've followed him for a couple years now. Yeah.
He's very appreciative of his half a dozen community members. He loves it very much.
Well, there's a few more than that.
Well,
I can't see why people don't, because you know what? It's good, especially when you least expect it, you know?
Yes. Thank you. He is very grateful, I know. And actually, he is waving me off the air now. He says I'm getting a parking ticket. I've got to go because my 2018 Jetta with the sport rims, the extra wide tires, modified my suspension to accommodate that. It's parked in a no parking zone, and I must leave.
Or throw a robe on.
I will. I will not go out inside my sumo wrestling underwear. No, not this time. It's happened. I spent a night in the lockup.
Well, that's great. This has been an honor to talk to you.
Likewise, my friend. May the blessings of the universe rain down upon you like hail.
Yeah. That happened yesterday. Albert.
Hey, Jeff, I'm back. Sorry about the interruption there.
Yeah, he just stops on by, huh? Payday?
Well, they got to pick up the checks. We got pretty good benefits here.
That's good.
So thanks for listening so far. For the first time in From the Hip history, I'm going to break this podcast into two parts. So Jeff, do you mind hanging around for part two?
I would love to.